Eco Warriors. Penguin Problems by Catherine Lamb. Read by Ruth Sillers. Chapter 1. It was because of the penguin. Let me go back to the beginning. Not the beginning of time, that's too far. But I can go back as far as a few weeks. I'm lying on Evie's bed, looking up at the penguin wall chart on her ceiling. There is no more room on the walls, every centimetre of which is covered by posters, wall charts, shelves and cupboards full of books, cuddly toys and penguin paraphernalia. I'm struggling to do up my jeans. I blame Mum for feeding me processed food. Okay, so I nagged her into getting that pizza. But I hope she realises that Evie and I are serious about going organic, and I am serious about getting into shape for the Olympics. I want to win gold medals in swimming and athletics. Evie is singing along to the latest track by our favourite singer, Dodo, who belts out powerful songs about changing the world and her own life. "You stole my soul, but I'm gonna get it back," Evie yells as the song comes to a punchy end. She loves Dodo singing and has posters of her on the walls along with the penguins and a collection of all her CDs. There is silence. A fly buzzes. It is stiflingly hot. Evie's curtains hang limply at the wide-open window. "Smoothie?" Evie asks, opening her Cool Sounds mini fridge CD player and getting out two cartons of our favourite strawberry and mango smoothie. "I thought you were going to ditch that fridge because it's non-eco-friendly," I gasp, gratefully accepting the smoothie, as I am exhausted and breathless from doing up my jeans. "And because you're saving up for..."